Good morning. We welcome each of you as we gather together during this holy time of worship. We especially extend a warm welcome to our guest worship participants this morning, Robert Rogers and Jason and Becky Suon and family, along with any visitors this morning. We pray that each of you will find a sense of Christian fellowship and kindred faith among us. There are lots of announcements about our church family life that you can find in the bulletin on pages 14 to 16, so please take some time to scan over those. I want to highlight a few more recent things for you to note. That include LifeWise Archbold's request for more classroom volunteers for the upcoming school year, and you can read more details about that. St. John's Youth Merch is now available for our youth and advisors. And I think it's to your advantage to maybe order those in the next week because there's some discounts. Fall program kickoff, bash, and faith events for Wednesday night will begin in September. Particularly note the events on September 17th and 24th. As we continue in worship and prayer this morning, we lift up continued prayers for Pastor Eric during his time of recovery and physical therapy after a successful surgery on Monday. We also ask for healing prayers for Jace Bernath, Scott Reeb, and Greg Weddleman during their time of recovery and treatment. And a joy and celebration, we want to lift up in thanksgiving the recent marriage on August 2nd of Alexa Martinez and Isaiah Sanchez. We just ask that our prayers would be for the Lord to be present in their marriage as they begin their married life. As we continue in worship this morning, I would ask that you join with me in the responsive scripture litany as found in your bulletin. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, as we continue in worship, let us pray. Father God, we ask that you be present among us this morning as we worship you as a body of humble believers. Move and stir in our soul that we may hear your purpose and plan for each of us. We pray that you would equip us to carry your light into our daily lives as we serve and give witness to your grace and redemption for your people. Quiet our minds so that we may clearly hear and participate in worship today. We trust your power and purpose for our lives as we grow from worship to speak and deliver your great commission to all people. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. At this time, let us sing our hymns of praise, and let us please stand if we are able. And our first hymn of praise will be Praise the Lord, Sing Alleluia. And then after a brief intro, we will go into Come Thou Almighty King. Praise the Lord, Sing Alleluia is found on page 6 through 7 of your bulletin insert. And Come Thou Almighty King is found on page 8. So let us sing.
Success.
So at this time, let us pass the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then after that, we will have mission sharing, and then after that, the children's message. Okay, let us pass the peace of Christ. Someone is not with us this morning who is always here, so we're just kind of playing things by ear in a way. I let the greeting go a little longer this morning because it's nice to see everybody shaking hands and enjoying each other's company and in the presence of the Lord. So, anyways, shut up Zimmerman and let's get going. Okay. At this time, we'd like to welcome one of our mission partner families today. Jason and Becky Suwan and their family, Finn, Paisley, Stacia, and Moses. They are also known as the Suwan Six. They are missionaries in the Dominican Republic at Lola Luz. The Suwan serve with Orfanos, a ministry dedicated to orphans and vulnerable children across the globe. The Suwans are a family committed to the hard work that comes with saying yes to Jesus. They are dedicated to protecting and providing long-term care for the needs of wounded and abandoned little ones, helping broken families rebuild their future with Jesus Christ as the foundation, and doing these things each day in expectation and dependence on the Lord. Jason went to Wauseon High School, and Becky went to Liberty Center High School, and we won't hold that against them. Their oldest son, Finn, will begin college in Tennessee in the next couple of weeks, and the Suans just shared about their work at Lola Lou's during the Sunday school hour today. So with that being said, I invite Jason and daughter Paisley up first. Thank you. Sure thing.
Good morning. We are thankful to be here. Thank you for this opportunity to share about our ministry and what we're doing. We appreciate you not holding where we come from against us for allowing us to come. So we are thankful. So that was a great introduction. So we can skip through some of these slides. I guess I got to point it this way. Okay, there we are. Okay. So this past year we started a, let me back up here. We're going to get a quick overview of our ministry, and we have a video to show at the end, which we feel like really encapsulates our ministry and what we were able to do this past year. But we hope that you see the people, their needs, and their desire to be seen. In some ways to us, it seems like they are unseen, and we want them to know that they are seen by us, and most importantly, seen by the Lord. So please don't see our family and the things we do. Know that our desire is for them to ultimately know the Lord and to walk with Him. So this past year, we started Lola Luz, and it is an orphanage project, and our focus is community development. So that looks like education, medical needs, physical needs like clean water, food, personal hygiene things, and again, most importantly, the spiritual needs. So this year we started in January with six kids. We went out to this bate called Molino. And we found six children. So the Bate Molino sits on about 5 acres of land. It is surrounded by sugar cane on all sides. And there are about 100 people that are Haitian immigrants that live in this village. And through our time there, our kids grew to 30 kids. So we had kids aging from birth to about 15 or 16 that would come and do school with us. There was a fear of deportation for some of them, so that's why they were not going to school. Plus, it's difficult for them to get to school. So they would stay and do preschool with us. So in that time, we found that the older kids really struggled with reading in Spanish. We did all our teaching in Spanish, and even letter identification and things like that. So there is a great need to even help those older children as they learn academically. So Paisley is going to share about one of the girls. Her name is Jelena.
Hi everyone. So like my dad said, that is Jelena. She is 12 years old and has been coming to our pop-up preschool since the very beginning. So Jelena, even though she is 12 years old, has a kindergarten level education. She cannot read in Spanish and struggles to write the Spanish alphabet past the letter D. I was thinking about her a couple weeks ago and wondering, in all the months that I've known her, I've never seen her parents around. Does she have a mom or dad in this village? Who is taking care of her? Is anyone making sure that she's going to school every day? Does anyone care about her future? Does she dare to dream about what she could be someday? Jelena is just one of the many that my parents are working with, and there are so many others with their unique stories and struggles. Our goal is to support Jelena and others like her. We want to help them learn how to read. We want to be a caring environment and ultimately teach them about how much God loves them.
So that is why we do what we do. We love the kids. We love to, we just want to share the gospel. We want to spend time with them. We want to meet their physical needs. Here's some of our social media stuff if you're interested, or our newsletter. There's a sign-up book out there by at our table. You can put your name and email on there, and we'll get that for you. And pick up a prayer card. And since this is our last church before we go back to the Dominican, please take as much candy as you want so that we don't have to deal with it. So now we will show a video that my son put together for us. It really encapsulates our ministry and what we're doing, and we truly thank you. This church has been supporting us for 9 years, and we really, really appreciate the prayers and your support that you've given us over the years. Thank you so much.
my heart across the sea, where the children laugh and people sing hallelujah.
So thank you to the Suwons for sharing with us this morning. At this time, I invite the children to come forward for the children's message. Grab mine. Okay, come on. How we doing? Good. All right, so I have something I want to show you guys this morning, okay? It's a really exciting thing for this time of the year. You ready? You excited? Yeah, you ready to go back to school? What? Come on! We love our backpacks, don't we? Okay, so this one is actually left over from our book bag bash, but it's got all the things that you guys need for the school year in it, right? It's got your colored pencils. Look at that. It's a nice, fresh pencil box. Aren't you guys excited? for this stuff again? No? Okay. What are your favorite school supplies to pack in your backpack? What are some of your favorite school supplies that, like, you're so excited the first day of school, I get to use my fresh pair of or set of what? Scissors, right, Lainey? What's that? Colored pencils, right. But I want us to think about something that we can't necessarily pack in our backpack. Can somebody tell us what that is? What is something that we can't pack in our backpack that we should probably take with us every day? Allie? Water. Well, yeah, water's good, right? But we can see that. What can't we actually pack into our backpack? Evie?
Paint.
Should we be taking Jesus with us every day? Yeah, we probably should, right? But there's another thing that we can take with us every day, and that's the power of prayer. So, we started this at 8:30 or 8 a.m. service this morning. I'm going to show you something else, okay? What's this? What is this? Do you know what it is? A chain? Yeah. So this is our back-to-school prayer chain, okay? Now, this says we are praying for, and it's the 2025-2026 prayer chain, so it's really official for this year, okay? This is our prayer chain for the school year. Our friends at 8 o'clock service started to pray for you guys, and those of the older kids that are in the room, too, for their back-to-school year. They prayed for your protection. They prayed for learning well. They prayed that your mental needs are met, that you stay healthy, that you always have God's grace. They prayed for your safety. They prayed for your friends. But I want to keep adding to this. So I want to ask you guys, before you go to school, how can we be praying for you and add to our prayer chain? What prayers do you need before you go back to school? Lainey? If we were to pray for Lainey before the school year starts, what does Lainey need? To get good grades, right? Because that keeps mom and dad happy, right? All right. What do you need prayers for? We've got family and friends.
To stay safe.
To stay safe? Yeah. All right. What other prayers do we need for the school year? I see your wheels turning. What prayers do you need? Family to stay healthy, because that keeps you healthy too, right? Yeah, everybody in your family to stay healthy. Okay. Any other prayers for the school year? To keep your friends safe? Yeah. Now, here's where it gets fun. Because I don't want just you guys praying for your school year, right? There are all these people out here, part of your church family and part of your community, that can be praying for you too, right? Yeah, exactly. We're all here to look out for you guys and for the big kids that are sitting out here that don't want to come up here anymore because they're too big and cool, right? It's on all of us to be praying for these kids as they head into this new school year. So I'll take maybe three other people in the room. How can we be praying for these kids this year to add to our prayer chain? They're being shy. You guys answered a lot better than the adults in the, you see one? Yes.
Divine wisdom.
Divine wisdom. Are you wise? Yeah.
All right, so we have divine wisdom. Let's take two more.
Be respectful.
To be respectful, that's a huge one. I'm going to use this. Okay. Gloria.
Show kindness.
Show kindness. How about one more?
Making friends.
Making friends. Okay. So I'm going to task everyone else in this room that after service, they can come up and add to your prayer chain for this school year. Does that sound good? And that way, I'm going to put it, and since Pastor Eric's not here, I'm sure he's watching online, but I'm going to do some redecorating, okay? I'm going to put the prayer chain up here for the next couple weeks so that every time you guys walk in here, you can see how we are praying for you, how your prayers are being met here in your church family. And I want you to know that all of these people out here, they love you and they're praying for you, okay? So let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the children here in the St. John's congregation. I thank you for the children in our community. Lord, as they prepare to go back to school, Lord, I just ask that you walk with them and guide them, that they know your heart, and they know that they can turn to you on that first day of school when they're feeling excited, if they're feeling nervous, to know that they can pray for their friends, for their family, for themselves, just to do things like get good grades and to stay healthy, Lord, knowing that you are right there with them all along the way. Lord, I just ask that you bless this school year as the various school districts begin to start up. Bless the teachers who are there in the classrooms with them, help guide their words, guide their thoughts, so that they are serving this next generation and raising them up. Lord, we just ask that as one church family, we are continuing to keep these young hearts on our minds and in our prayers each day. In your loving name we pray, amen. All right, thanks for coming up.